主内平安 Peace brothers and sisters 感谢主啊借着孩子们的歌声也提醒我们我们都要成为感恩的人
Praise the Lord and again through the kids reminders that we shall all become a person who is thankful
我们对我们的神我们有回应心中
And that we in our hearts we have a response to our God
也感谢主我们再有一点的机会我们一同来学习主的话
And we also thank the Lord that gave us this opportunity to learn of His words.
那我想今天我们一同来看一卷书叫哈巴谷书，旧约的哈巴谷书。
Today we like to read from the Old Testament, the book of Habakkuk.
从哈巴谷书里面我们看神给我们的一些的在他的旨意、他的法则上，以及我们。大概有一些怎么的来回应来跟上我们一同的来有点学习
And through this book may we learn a little bit through how we will respond to his to God's will and his laws
那如果大家翻到哈巴谷书好不好听我们来来念几处的经文
And so we'll read a few verses from the book
大概有十几节啊我们从第一章我们第三节开始
Chapter 1 verse
3你当然是我们的神了你为何使我看见罪孽你为何看着奸恶而不理呢
Why do you make me see iniquity and cause me to look on wickedness?
然后我们就跳到第十三节
Jump to verse 13
我们从当中开始看说你为何我们看从当中看我们从恶人好了恶人吞灭比自己公义的你为何静默不语呢
Why do you look with favor on those who deal treacherously and why are you silent when the wicked swallows up those more righteous than they
然后我们看十五、十六节
Verse 15 and 16
他用钩钩住用网捕获用拉网聚集他们因此他喜欢快乐就像网献祭像网烧香因他由此得肥美的份和富裕的食物这他当时指巴比伦了
And they dragged them away with their net and gathered them together in their fishing net.Therefore, they rejoice and are glad. So here they is referring to Babylon.
然后我们跳到第二章。
And we skip to chapter 2.
第二章我们看第三节。
And verse 3.
他说因为这末世有一定的日期快要应验并不虚谎虽然迟延还要等候因为必然来临到不再迟延。
And for the vision is yet for the appointed time. It has hastened towards a goal, and it will not fail.
第四节，加勒底人自高自大，心不正直，唯一人因信得生。
And then verse 4 says, Behold, as of the proud one, his soul is not right within him, but the righteous will live by his faith.
跳到第九节
verse 9.
为本家积蓄不义之财在高处大窝指望免灾的有祸了
Woe to him who gets evil gain for his house to put his nets on high to be delivered from the land of calamity
第十三节众民所劳碌得来的被火焚烧列国由劳乏而得的归于虚空不都是出于万军之耶和华吗
And 13, is it not indeed from the Lord of hosts that people toil for fire and nations grow weary of, for nothing?
14, 认识耶和华荣耀的知识要充满遍地好像水充满洋海一般。
14, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea.
然后第18节
And 18,
雕刻的偶像人将它画出来刻出来有什么益处呢
What is profit is the idol when its, mark, when its maker has carved it
跳到二十节为耶和华在他的圣殿中全地的人都当在他面前肃静静默
Verse 20 But the Lord is in his holy temple Let all the earth be silent before him
好然后我们跳到第三章
moving on to chapter 3
第三章 第二节从中间求你开始，说求你在这些年间复兴你的作为，在这些年间显明出来，在发怒的时候以怜悯为念。
We start in the middle of verse 2. O Lord, revive your work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make it known. In wrath, remember mercy.
好，第三节从中间看，希拉之后，他的荣光遮蔽诸天，颂赞充满大地。
And verse 3 also start in the middle. His splendor covers the heavens, and the earth is full of his praise.
好，然后我们读最后的三节，十七节开始。
And last we will read the last three verses starting from 17.
虽然无花果树不发旺，葡萄树不结果，橄榄树也不效力，田地不出粮食，圈中绝了羊，棚内也没有牛，然而我要因耶和华欢心，因救我的神喜乐。主耶和华是我的力量，他使我的脚快如母鹿的蹄。这里其实没有快这个字啊，又使我稳行在高处，这歌交与灵长用丝弦的乐器。
Though the fig tree should not blossom, and there be no fruit on the vines, though the yields of the olives should not fail, and the fields produce no food, though the flocks should be cut off from the fold, and there be no cattle in the stalls, yet I will exult in the Lord, I will rejoice in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and he has made my feet like hinds' feet, and makes me walk on my high place. For the choir director, on my stringed instruments.
圣经我们就念到这里。
So that concludes our reading today.
那这一卷书大家比较熟悉的。
So I'm sure you're more familiar with this book.
里面有一句话的，义人因信得生。
And there's one particular word, and that is the righteous, and because of faith, he gets to live.
那么在这卷书信里看到了义人呢碰到了难处。
And so in this book, you found that the righteous man has encountered some difficulties.
那么义人看到很多不义的事情。
And that is that the righteous man saw a lot of unrighteous things.
然后义人还要被那些行恶的人欺负。
And the righteous person also suffer under those who are wicked.
然后神的选民要比要被比他们更恶的另外一个民族要欺凌。
And also the chosen people of God is being enslaved by the people who are more evil than they are.
那么这位先知哈巴谷里面他也满了难处。
And so this prophet Habakkuk, inside his heart, he's full of this conflicts.
当然其实最难的是谁呢？
And of course, the one who has the most challenges.
我们待会再看。
Of course, we'll get to that.
那不管怎么说，我们这里人已经有那么多的难处了。
But regardless, we can see that we are going through so many challenges.
那我们说我们有神的话可以安慰我们。
And we say that we have the word of God to comfort us.
义人因信得生。
And then that is that same sentence that the righteous because of faith.
你有信心就有活路。
And because his faith, he has a way forward.
那有时候我们好像是用信心弄了半天，好像神不解决这些难处啊。
You may ask, it seems like just going by faith alone, God didn't seem to resolve our problems.
我们不怕。
But yet we have no fear.
这卷书信里面还有重要的话。
For there are even more important words in this book.
是啊，在这些年间复兴你的工作。
And he said, Lord, in these years, revive your work.
是啊，你显出你的作为来。
And Lord, reveal the way how you work.
这是圣经神的话。
So these are the words of God in the Bible.
我们按照神的话来祷告。
And so we pray according to God's words.
但你发觉有的时候你按照神的话来祷告，神也好像不一定听啊。
But yet you discover that even though sometimes you pray according to with His words, but yet it seems like He's not listening.
你今天碰到很多的难处。
So today, for example, you encounter a lot of challenges.
有人为你祷告。
And other people say, I'll pray for you.
万事都互相效力。
And everything all works in according to His will.
叫爱神的人得益处。
And may those who love God receive a blessing.
祷告了半天没有得安慰啊。
It seems like all after people praying for half a day, you still have no comfort.
你不怕这卷书信里还有给我们好的话。
But yet in this book, he gives us even better words.
虽然无花果树不发旺。
And it says that even though the fig tree bears no fruit.
那些葡萄树啊橄榄树啊圈里的牛啊羊啊都让我失望。
And even though the fruits of the vine and the cattle, they all disappoint me.
我可以因耶和华而欢心。
But yet, the Lord is my joy.
而且地上的人啊，有很多他很乐观。
So there are a lot of joyous people on this earth.
神的儿女不是乐观了。
So the children of God are not just optimists.
神的儿女同时不看环境，不看眼见。
So because the children of God, we do not look at our surroundings.
我们单单看神。
For our eyes have only are fixed only upon.
有一年要参加特会。
So one year I went to a West Coast conference.
台上有弟兄的那些话，很让我们得安慰。
And then the brother who is on stage, his words truly cause us to give us great comfort.
我们今天看看，我们都赶不上神的心意啊，都还不像样啊。
And so we may look at ourselves and feels like we just can't match up to what God has will for us.
我们看看周遭的环境，我们很失望啊。
And as we look at our surroundings, we're very disappointed.
那么弟兄说呢，就像一个房子啊，在 remodel.
So, but the brother's words, he said that think of this like a house undergoing remodeling.
啊，在 remodel 过程中，你看看，哎呀，很多东西都是很乱的。And
while the remodeling is going on, you can see things are all in disarray.
但你可以知道，有一天 remodel 好了啊，我们说教会有一天被建成了，新耶路撒冷成了，哎呀，多么荣耀的盼望啊！But
just think about the day when the remodeling is done, when the church has been built and the new Jerusalem have arrived. How glorious that'll be!
但在这个过程中，好像也不是那么好熬，对吧？But
yet it seems that this process doesn't seem to make it's not an easy process to go through.
哎，所以我们这卷书我们来看。
And so that's why we look into this book.
读的少，那么多的难处啊，对谁最难呢？
And so when we read through this book, we see that there are so many challenges and difficulties. But who is it the most challenging?
谁最苦呢？
Who is feeling the most suffering?
我们的神最苦。
It is our God who went through the most suffering.
都是我们这些人给我们神带来了多少大的麻烦。
It's us who brought all these trouble in front of our God.
所以今天很多的麻烦不是我们看到的麻烦。
So today there are a lot of challenges, difficulties, not something that we could see.
我们这些人是麻烦。
It's us who are the challenge.
我们给神带来了麻烦，神要来在我们身上来对付。
And so we brought all these challenges and problems in front of our God, and He will deal with us.
那么神要对付我们什么呢？
And what does He have to deal with us with?
当我们读这卷的时候，看到那句话，义人因信得生。
And so as we were seeing that that passage is that the righteous because of faith he gained life.
在新约中被引用了三次。
So in the New Testament it's been referenced three times.
罗马书第一章，加拉太书第三章，希伯来书第十章。
And it's the book of Romans and also the book of Galatians and also
Hebrews chapter 10.
So the those who read for the book tells us that in these three different places they put emphasis on the different parts of that phrase.
当我这是在读这卷书的时候，
and so this time as I was reading this book,
好像里面有点的提醒，
and so I was reminded.
刚才我们读了啊，神的那些应许呢，说快要应验，不再迟延。
And so as we were reading, it says that God's promises are about to become reality, and no longer delays.
希伯来书第十章，当讲到义人必因信得生的时候，
and so in Hebrews chapter 10, when it's talking about the righteous being saved because of his faith,
那还有一点点时候，那要来的就来，并不延迟。
And it says that there is a bit more time, and then the one who is to come will come, and no longer there will be delays.
所以至少我们可以把这两卷书这么的把它连起来，从这个的角度，我们可以有一点的来思想。
So at least we could take these two books and examine them from that perspective.
那么在那一处，接下去圣经又讲，在希伯来书第十章讲，我们不是陆沉沦那等人，我们是怎么样？我们不是退后陆沉沦，我们是有信心以至于魂得救的那群人。
And talk about that we are not the people who have fallen, but rather because we have faith, and we are those who are saved.
所以我们从这个角度来看，这个关键是当讲信心的时候，是为什么？为了让我们魂得救。
And so that's the key, is that when we talk about faith, it is so that our soul can be saved.
那么今天啊，我们过去的弟兄啊，常这样的来提醒我们，什么叫有信心？
So brothers in the past have reminded us, what does it mean to have faith?
有信心这个目的不是把难处挪掉。
So the purpose of having faith is so that you can move the challenges out of the way.
神允许难处存在，为了让我们在信心上操练，目的是为了让我们魂得救。
And so God allows us to face these challenges is so that our souls could be trained, and so that our souls could be saved.
我们是有信心，以至于魂得救，没有灵是中文加上去魂得救的。
And so it is so that our soul could be saved.
Yeah. 那么你看哦，在圣经中啊，这些的先知们呐、啊，如果我们要服侍神，被神所用的，神都在人的魂上有对付。
And so you discover that in the Bible it's recorded, especially looking at the prophets, that the way that God saved us is his work is done through our soul.
神要对付人。
And so when he deals with us,
以赛亚书呢，他前面也有服侍，但到了第六章之后啊，他被神那些对付了，不一样了。
And in the book of Isaiah, in the book of Isaiah, when he dealt with the soul first, and that's how the person is saved.
第六章开始就不一样。
And then it's different, starting in chapter 6.
因为在耶利米一直流泪啊。
And then in the book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah constantly was in tears.
他很难踩得准。
Because it's hard for him to guess correctly.
有的时候太偏向神慈爱怜悯那一边，他就把公义就有点损失了。
And for sometimes he leans a little bit too much towards God's mercy, and then he'll lose out on God's justice.
有的时候他很看重公义呢，又把神的怜悯那一边又有点损失掉了。
Sometimes he'll lean a little bit too much towards God's justice side, and then he'll lose out a little bit on God's mercy.
神要调整他。
And so that's why God constantly adjusts.
那就在小先知书的里面。
And so these are recorded in these the book of these minor prophets.
第一卷的何以西阿。
And then in the first chapter of Hosea.
Yeah, 那何西阿他里面，他神第一次跟他讲话，就给他一件非常难的事情要做。
The very first time God spoke to him, that he already gave him a very hard assignment to do.
那么就是说神呢，就是关键的不是人要做多少工，关键的这个人神要来对付。
So it's not truly a matter of how much work God expects this person to do, but rather how much God needs to deal with this person.
然后在读这先知书的时候，我觉得有两位小先知啊，也非常特别。
So as I was reading these books by these prophets, I think there's these two minor prophets that's very special.
那小先知不是说他们的这个道不重要，比较小啊？那个 minor 就是从篇幅来说啊，一般来说，所以归类成那十二卷是小先知书。
So I say minor is not because they're so insignificant, but it's just that the book is shorter.
那两个人，一个叫约拿，一个叫哈巴谷。
And one of them is these two people. One of them is Jonah. The other is Habakkuk.
神特别对付他们的魂。
So God especially dealt with their souls.
那约拿有一个特点。
And so Jonah has this this special characteristic.
整个四章的中间，约拿基本上他没讲多少话，他没有传多少的话。
And all these chapters, he didn't. Jonah didn't speak much.
就传了一句话。
It's just one sentence.
而且还落空。
And also people didn't hear it.
那几乎所有的四章呢，都是神在对付他的魂。
It seems that all four chapters, the entire four chapters, God was dealing with his soul.
神借着外面各种的环境来造就他，来对付他的魂。
And through using the external circumstances, God's dealing with Jonah.
另外一个人呢是哈巴谷。
And the other person is Habakkuk.
哈巴谷有一个特点。
And he has his own special.
很多的那先知呢，都要跟南国讲话啦，跟北国讲话啦，到哪里去讲话啦，对。
So a lot of these prophets in the past, they would travel to the northern kingdom, the southern kingdom, speak to this king and that king.
啊，但是呢，哈巴谷呢，你看他基本上就在跟神讲话。
But yet, for Habakkuk, basically he just speaks have a conversation with the Lord.
就他跟约拿就是很特别的两个人。
So these two prophets, he and Jonah are very special prophets.
那么约拿呢，神借着外面的环境来对付他的魂。
And so Jonah, God uses external circumstances to deal with Jonah's soul.
那么哈巴谷呢，神是借着里面来给他来对付。
And yet Habakkuk, God deal with him from the inside.
哈巴谷有什么难处呢？
And what kind of challenges is Habakkuk going through?
他问神啊，你为何让我看见这些罪孽？
And so he asked God, why do you allow me to see all these iniquities?
人间有句话叫眼不见为净。
So there's a saying that when you don't see it, all is well.
你今天让一个有如果有个我们比方说有个洁癖的人啊，你非让他看到那不干净的事情，那很麻烦。
And so, for example, if today there's this person who's a little OCD about cleanliness, and you allow him to see things that are unclean or in a mess,
如果他不爱干净就算了。
And he'll be such a challenge for him. Because,
偏偏他爱干净。
So if he's someone who doesn't care about these things, that's fine. But yet he's so OCD about cleanliness.
你不让他看见就算了。
It would be much better if you would let him not see all these mess.
神啊, 你为何使我看见?
And so here Habakkuk is asking, God, why do you allow me to see these things?
啊, 有一次去一个城市,
and so one day he went to the city.
啊, 弟兄们很热心, 款待来吃饭,
so the brothers,
在外面吃了一顿饭,
the brothers were really hospitable and that they invited him to for a meal.
和其他年长弟兄一起啊,
and together they sat with the other elderly brothers.
招待,
and so they sat together to have a meal.
那么后来呢, 在另外一个场合呢, 听另外一个弟兄, 但那天没有去吃。
And then so another place, he ate with another brother because that particular brother wasn't there with initially.
他讲我们这个城市啊, 其实啊, 在饭店里呢, 99%呢, 都是地沟油。
And so he shared with Habakkuk that so in all of our restaurants in the city, it's all made out of this gutter oil, basically recycled oil.
原来吃得蛮开心的，怎么对他那么一讲呢？哎呀，那里面就有点不舒服了。
So originally Habakkuk was having a great time eating and dining in that city. All of a sudden, after this brother told him this fact, he just felt just uncomfortable.
啊，如果不干净，眼不看见就算了，偏偏还让他看见。
So if it was not clean and he didn't know about it, that's fine. But yet this brother made him aware of this fact.
我不知道大家有什么感觉啊，有一天我在想，那些门徒啊，都跟12个门徒啊，那犹大也在他们中间。
So I'm not sure what you feel about this, but oftentimes when I think about this, the 12 disciples and including Judah.
没人知道犹大到底是谁嘛。
So no one knows who Judah truly is.
只有主知道嘛。
Only a Lord.
如果你知道，如果你天天跟犹大在一起，跟他那么几年，你知道犹大是这样的人，那你里面什么感觉啊？
And if you were in the place of the other disciples, and you know who Judah truly was, and you had to spend all these years with him, how would you feel?
Yeah，但是你看，我们的主啊，他对这个公义啊，他是火眼金睛，他看得最清楚。So
our Lord, he knows, he is righteous, and he knows exactly who's in right. And wrong.
但主可以泰然处之,
but yet he could still treat him calmly.
我想碰到我们，我们就可能很难泰然了。
I think that if it was me in the Lord's shoes, I don't think I could keep so calm.
不过换句话说，我们知道有两棵树。
But yet, let's change the framework. Let's say there's these two trees.
一棵叫分别善恶树。
One of the trees is to, we call it the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
它注重在我们的魂。
And it lives in our soul.
还有生命树。
And then the other one is the tree of life.
它注重在我们灵。
And it lives in our spirit.
那也就是哈巴谷它能够分别。
And so Habakkuk could discern the two.
别人都无所谓，但哈巴谷他里面有这个知识，这个不对。
And so Habakkuk, even though other people don't care or they don't know, but Habakkuk knows that this is not right.
不过呢，他里面这个生命呢，他不够到这个度量去应对这样一个属灵的看见。
And the life that's in him is not big enough to accommodate these things, to deal with them calmly.
所以神要对付他的魂。
And that is why God needs to deal with his soul.
那我想神也要对付我们的魂。
And so I think also God in the same way shall deal with our soul.
那弟兄们常讲我们的魂呢，有心思啊，有情感感觉啊，然后有意志来构成的啊，这几个方面的功用。
So as you know, that our soul is made of all these different aspects to it. We have our passion, we have our will, and the other aspects.
哦，哈巴谷是个不错的人。
So Habakkuk is a pretty good person.
但他的心思上还赶不上神的心思。
But yeah, in his heart, he still cannot reach the same level.
所以他有一大堆的问题。
And so that's why inside of him, he had this follow all these questions.
神啊，几时几时什么时候？
And always asking God, when?
为何为何为何？大概中文有5次。
And why? So in Chinese version, he probably had used this question asked five times.
那质问神，神啊，不是这样吗？
And asking God, how come it's not so?
难道可以这样吗？
And or how could it be like that?
好，那么神怎么来对付他？
And so how does God deal with it?
而且他特别意思说，神啊，这你都做错了。
And so, especially the way that he's talking, Habakkuk is basically saying, God, you're in the wrong.
你面对这些不义的事情，你竟然不理，这好像是神错了。
So he's questioning God, why are you not dealing with these unjust things?
那如果我要是神的话，我就这么说啊，哈巴谷啊，你不要急啊，我一定会处理的。好了，解决了。
So if I was God, I would probably say to him, Habakkuk, do not worry, do not fret yourself. I will deal with these things.
但是你看神的回答很有意思啊。
But yet God's response is very interesting. interested. So God didn't just say, tell him that I will deal with these things, but rather he spoke a lot of words to him. And those words, those responses actually caused Habakkuk to have even more questions. So we are, don't want any troubles. So we would probably say, stop, Habakkuk.
那神啊, Habakkuk, 你再多讲一点没问题, 把你话再引出来。
And so, but to God, it's no problem. He'll talk to Habakkuk and then have him to ask him more questions.
第二次, Habakkuk的抱怨啊, 多了一倍的话。
And then the second time around, Habakkuk's questions and doubled.
这里面就看出, 神不怕麻烦, 他不是要解决事情。
So here we can see that God is not afraid of trouble. He's not there to solve problems.
我要把你话光打住, 你这个人还没改变, 那不行。
And so he's not there to stop Habakkuk from asking questions if the person himself is not dealt with yet.
所以神有的时候借着很多的疑问, 借着很多的难处, 借着甚至仇敌的工作,
So oftentimes God, through a lot of challenges, questions, even perhaps even the work of the devil,
神允许这些事发生,
God allows these things to happen.
又把这些来作为一个放大镜,
and so He's allowing these things to happen so that it could be like a magnifier,
作为一个显微镜,
or like a microscope.
It says, 我造一个照妖镜,
and or like a mirror for evil, for
来照出我们里面很多的这个不对的情形,
it's to so that it could shine on light on the condition of our inner self.
你下次把哈巴谷就把他嘴封住了, 那问题不解决啊。
So because if you simply just stop Habakkuk from asking a question, you haven't really resolved the problem.
好，就哈巴谷你讲。
And so he has to encourage him, he encouraged Habakkuk to keep asking questions.
但是不是无穷无尽让你讲下去,
but it's not, he doesn't allow him to go endlessly.
那到了一定的时候把神把他打住了,
and up to a certain point, God stops him there.
我不知道大家有没有这个体会, 如果在传福音的时候啊,
I'm not sure if you have this experience, is that as you are sharing the gospel,
福音朋友有好多的问题,
so the gospel friend may have a lot of questions.
福音朋友他觉得呢, 我这个不断地把问题都能够最后都跟我解答了呢, 我就可以信耶稣。
So it seems like the gospel friend feels like if you could answer all my questions, then I'll believe in
it.
I think that most of us, to most of us, when we first become believers, we're the same way.
非常可惜啊,
and it may feel very funny that, oh, this person trying to share the gospel with me, but yet that he can't answer all my questions. And so at the time, I feel very proud of myself. But yet God, he can indeed answer a lot of questions. But yet, when the time comes, God knows. If he continues to debate with you back and forth,
哈巴谷他说我要等候神到底讲什么话，等候之后呢，我还要来溯源，我还要跟他理论。
And so Habakkuk's mentality is that I'll wait for God's answer, and then once He answers, I'll have more questions for Him, and then I'll wait for His response.
我们有的时候感觉我们理论来理论去，越辩越明，就问题可以解决。
And we feel like that we could gain knowledge through debating.
但是神不是这样。
And feel that could resolve everything, but that's not how God works.
每次我想到圣经里有一句话说，圣灵用那说不出的叹息替我们祷告的时候。
And every time when I think about that passage in the Bible, it says that the Holy Spirit is praying on behalf of us with that silent sigh.
呀，说不出的叹息，好像我们以为都可以说得清楚的，圣灵都有说不出的叹息为我们祷告。
It's a silent sigh. So every time we think that we could address everything, we could resolve everything, but yet the Holy Spirit uses the silent sigh to pray on.
神知道最后不是人的心思，不是用跟人完全说理能够解决的。
And so because God knows that in the end, the problems are not solved by people's logic.
最后怎么来打住这件事，把这个事打住。
So in the end, how did God answer Habakkuk's questions?
神让哈巴谷得了默示。
God allowed Habakkuk to have
默示第三章 vision.
Oh, he allowed him to have a vision.
Yeah, 因为这一处的默示第二章讲到的是默示，那是一个意象的意思。
And so in chapter 2, it's talk about a vision.
那不是第一章开始的那个模式。
But yeah, it's not the same as the one that's in the first chapter.
那是另外一个词。
So that was another term that they used.
Yeah, 那个时候他得了默示，要把那个默示要把它来写下来。
So at that time when he received the vision, the revelation, he had to write that out, record it on paper.
这默示就是一个灵里的看见。
So a vision is something that the soul sees.
神怎么来对付我们这些搞不清的心思呢？
And so how does God deal with all these questions that's in our minds?
那是魂里的东西，神是用意象让我们在灵里看见。
So the questions in the soul has, God allows us to see in spirit.
神把我们带到难处很多。
And so oftentimes God will lead us into troubles.
有的时候我们说是十字架的功课。
Sometimes we call this the homework of the cross.
但是光苦难解决不了人的问题。
So simply going through suffering does not resolve anything.
那是神在我们里面点亮。
And so God had to light our inner side up.
有的时候是管教。
And sometimes it's through discipline.
我不信主的时候，管教神要管教我。
And so before I become believers, become a believer, God disciplined me.
你不是得意吗？你跟他们那些基督徒都变，你都变赢了吗？
Oh, you feel so great about yourself that you have won your debate with the other those Christians who want to share the gospel with you.
那么有一天我自己在读罗马书的时候。
And so one day as I was reading the book of Romans.
哦，我真的看到我是个罪人啊。
I realized that I was a sinner.
那是灵里是那么真实的看到我真的是个罪人。
And then in my spirit, I could truly see what a sinner I am.
所以神不是来跟我们光辩论在心思，让我们辩论，让我们搞明白。
So God didn't just come to debate with us so that we could understand.
神很多时候是借着意象，借着灵里的看见，把我们带过去。
Oftentimes God show us a vision in the spirit, and that brings us forward.
然后你看这个哈巴谷在情感上，他也赶不上神的心意。
And so, and also in Habakkuk, also in his emotions, he couldn't keep up with God.
他有一堆的话要跟神讲。
He has all these things that he wants to speak to God.
他的情绪是蛮激动的。
And he was very excitable.
他要责备神嘛。
And he wants to rebuke God.
心里不平啊。
And he just feels unjust.
波涛翻滚。
And it feels like he's boiling up inside.
他里面可以说，神啊，我不是为我的好处啊。
He said that, God, I'm not doing this just for my own good.
我也不光是为我这些同胞的感情啊。
And I'm not also doing this just for my peers, my people.
神啊，你是圣洁的神，你是圣的神。
He said, God, you are a holy God.
哦，你的眼睛是容不下沙子的。
And in your eyes, you cannot allow a single grain of salt.
你怎么今天也允许这些事这样呢？
Then how could you today also allow these things to keep on happening?
啊，这个律法放松。
And you're allowing the laws to be lax.
你自己制定的律法怎么都不能执行呢？
How can you not execute your own laws?
啊，你怎么不能让它实现呢？
How could you not allow this to become reality?
我说了，你们这情绪很厉害。
And so as he was speaking this, his emotions very high.
那我们知道了，我们就默示啊，灵里啊，让他看见，就把它平息下来。
And so then we know that God showed a vision, and in spirit. He saw.
主确实让我们灵里面让我们看见他，我们才平息得下来。
And truly, because the Lord allows us to see Him in spirit, and that's what calms us inside.
过去有一对传道人，我认识。
And so in the past, I know this preacher couple.
师母呢，有的时候会发脾气。
And so the wife sometimes will throw a temper tantrum.
常常发脾气。
And quite often, actually.
那么呢，这个牧师呢，那个时候他就拿了圣经啊，不可含怒到日落。And
so the preacher then took the Bible and point to the place where it says that do not hold your anger until the sun goes down.
每次呢，听都每次他发脾气了，这圣经指着他。So
every time when the wife was throwing temper tantrum, he'll open up the Bible and point to that verse.
管用啊。
So it actually worked well.
神的话带能力的。
And so the God's words are full of power.
圣灵一做工，就解决问题了。
So once the Holy Spirit start working, it works.
所以它里面有一处里面是讲到哈巴谷，讲到耶和华的圣殿。
And so in this passage, Habakkuk talk about the temple of God.
那就想是要来到神的面前。
And in which you talk about coming before the Lord.
肃静静默。
and to be silent.
就是哈巴谷，你不要那么心不平啊，不要那么心潮澎湃啊。
So this is telling Habakkuk, do not allow your inside emotion to be all boiled up.
你要来到神的面前。
Come before God.
肃静。
And be silent.
有一天,
so one day,
我里面非常的不开心。
So he was very unhappy.
So
one day I was very unhappy because the next day I need to there's this service I need to
do.
And I just didn't have enough time to prepare for it.
但是呢，那个时候我想，我只能到神面前来，不然我这么这个情绪那么大，我就没法好好准备。
And at that time, I knew that the only thing I could do is to bring myself to the Lord, because otherwise I can't have this calmness inside.
当我来到神的面前的时候,
and so as I came before the Lord,
好像圣灵啊，那个膏油啊，就在我的灵里面，好像涂抹那样。
And it feels just like the Holy Spirit anointed my spirit.
我就享受在神的那一个的平静安稳的里面。
And I was enjoying myself within the peace of the Lord.
接下来我还准备东西，我都把它放在一边了。
And so even the... As I lay aside my preparation,
我就可以敬拜赞美好长一段时间。
And so I was there just worshiping and giving thanks to him for a long time.
所以当神把我们带到他的面前的时候,
and so when God bring us before him,
当我们里面看见他的时候,
and when we can see him inside,
我们里面就平静下来。
And inside of us, we will have that peace.
有的时候我们不光是一点情绪的问题。
And sometimes it's not just about emotional.
有的时候我们情感的深处很难过得去。
And sometimes the deepest part of our emotions, we feel we just can't get past that.
哇，有一次我就是这样，过不去。
And that was with me one time. I just feel I can't get past that certain point emotionally.
当然有很多时候，就是很多的麻烦都是我们自己找的。
Now, of course, a lot of times, a lot of these troubles, we look for those troubles.
但是总会进到有些的时候，真的很难过得去。
But sometimes you will encounter those emotional challenges where you just can't seem to get past.
那么到神给一个光照。
And so the Lord shines light down on me.
好像就是说，神他是用那生命树的那个光，这生命树的光是生命的东西，真的很厉害。
And it seems like at that time, it seems like He just shined on me with the light from the tree of life, and that is just so powerful.
你那情感里面那些的东西都还是在魂的那样一个层面。
And so all those emotional turmoils that you're experiencing are just go away.
那么在神在灵里面把那个生命的光给你照一照的时候,
and so in your spirit, as God uses the light from the tree of life shine on you,
就把魂里面的那些东西就把它就胜过了,
and that light has victory, overcomes those things from your soul.
所以我们说分别善恶树。
So that's why when we talk about the tree of knowledge of good,
我们常常觉得是心思上的一种知识。
And oftentimes we feel like that's a knowledge in our heart.
心思上的，mind上的知识。It's a head
knowledge.
不光如此，有的时候我们的知识是情感上的知识。我不知道大家能不能，有的时候我们是从情感上的认知。
But that's not the only case, because oftentimes it's also the knowledge of our emotions. I'm not sure if you understand what I'm talking about.
那是魂里的东西。
So those are the things of the soul.
只有那生命的东西，它才能够把它来打败。
And only things from life can defeat that.
你看在这里，神的心胸啊，它要比哈巴谷要宽。
And so here you can see that God is massively more larger than the heart of Habakkuk.
这不义的人的神你还不对付?
And Habakkuk will ask God, how come you haven't dealt with unrighteous people yet?
哇，这些加勒底更那些巴比伦的更可恶，你不对付。
And these people from Babylon, they're more evil. How come you're not dealing with them?
神说，我愿全地的人都能够到我面前来。 全地所有的人，神爱世人。
And God responded that I want all the people in this entire earth to come to me.
借用后面一句话，借用一下。So
if we could borrow a passage.
认识耶和华荣耀的知识要充满。And
so that is to know God to know His glorious knowledge.
当我们在难处中的时候。
And so when we in time of challenge,
来到神的面前的时候,
and when we come before God,
神有一种荣耀让我们里面碰到充满,
and so God has this glory that when we touch, when we feel, we are filled by it.
把我们这些的难处就来对付掉了。
And that deals with our challenge.
哈巴谷还有他意志上的问题。
And so Habakkuk also have this challenge on in his will.
圣经中有好多的例子，比如以斯帖，死就死吧。
And so there are many of these example in the Bible. So for example, Ezekiel, he said,
不是说以斯帖，Esther,
he said that may death come.
死就死吧，你看他这一降服，死就死吧，哎，他问题解决了。
And so as soon as he recognizes, he realizes that his problem went away.
这是个雅各，雅各这个混对付的更厉害啊！他说这个儿子上次就上了吧。
And so Jacob is able to deal with this even more. Is that if he he says
上次我的儿子啊，上次就上了吧。
Jacob said, even if I lose my son, may it be.
呀，他一降服了的话，能一降服的话，问题就解决了。
As soon as he surrendered himself, everything solved.
哈巴谷里面有个祷告，神啊，这些年间愿你复兴你的工作。
And so Habakkuk in the book he had this prayer and said, in these years, Lord, may you do the work of revival.
我们不要搞错，我们以为这是神啊，你来复兴你的工作，把这些坏蛋都打败。
So do not misunderstand this prayer as meaning that he's asking God to revive his work so that he could defeat God's enemies.
它里面讲到神的怒气，神的怜悯。
So in it, he talked about God's wrath and God's mercy.
如果对以色列神啊，你管教吧。
And so for the Israelites, he is asking, oh God, please discipline them.
按照你的性情来做吧。
May you do according to your characters.
我们采不准你的心意的。
We cannot truly understand.
我们以公义就没怜悯了。
Because once if we look on justice, then we don't have mercy.
我们以怜悯就没公义了。
And if we lean too much towards mercy, we don't do enough justice.
是啊，复兴你的工作。
And so that's why he said, God, revive your work.
不要按我的意思。
May it not be my will.
这是他的一个降服。
And that is a sign of him surrendering.
人们常说啊,
so people often say,
那属灵的挣扎很多是我们难处啊。
So the spiritual the struggle is all our is all it's our challenges.
那么心思是主要的战场。
And then in our heart, that's the main battleground.
意志是城堡。
And our will is our city.
那么当意志被城堡被攻克了。
And when the fort had been breached,
那么这场战胜就打好了。
The battle has won.
所以这是哈巴谷他里面他意志的降服。
So this is a sign that Habakkuk surrendering himself.
这卷书讲到圣战。
And this book talk about the holy
圣战
worship. Yeah.
第三章讲到的时候，圣战都遍满地面，全地遍满地面。
In chapter 3, it talk about how praises are all over the earth.
为什么呢？因为神的荣光遮蔽诸天啊。
And the reason that is because the glory of God had covered the entire sky.
那就神荣耀作为显出来的时候啊。
And so when His glory is revealed,
那有什么稀奇啊？
So there's nothing that amazes.
将来到了新耶路撒冷，我们每个人都会赞美得很好。
For when the New Jerusalem comes, everyone will be able to give their praise.
但是哈巴谷不一样。
But yeah, Habakkuk is different.
虽然这些都让我失望，我还能来丝弦的乐器来唱歌。
And it says that even though all these things cause me to be disappointed, yet I can still come and sing songs using my
我还是令耶和华欢欣喜乐。
And I'm so joyous for the Lord.
那么圣经中有一句话我蛮喜欢。
So there's this sentence in the Bible that's one of my favorite.
那是路加福音第一章大概46节。
And that's in book of Luke chapter 1 46.
我的魂是原来的意思，我的兽，我的魂尊主为大。
And it says that my soul exalts the Lord.
然后我的灵以神我的救主为乐。
And my spirit has rejoiced in God.
你怎么能喜乐呢？
How could you be joyous?
怎么在难处中能喜乐呢？
How could you be joyous in among challenges?
我的魂尊主为大。
And that is that my soul exalts the Lord.
我降服，神啊，你的美意本是如此。
And that I surrender and recognize that that is God's will.
啊, 我就能喜乐。
And when I could do that, then I will have joy.
所以这里神是在他的魂中间有对付。
And so here, God is dealing with his soul.
对哈巴谷来说不是一个道理,不是头脑知道, 哦, 有一天神的你的作为会清起的。
So to Habakkuk, it's not a mere head knowledge to know that, it's not enough for him to know that, oh, one day, God will deal with these
things. 对他来说,这荣耀的盼望在现在里面都是很真实的。
And to him, that this glorious hope has meaning in his life.
举个例子说,
so, for example,
我蛮喜欢吃生煎包。
So I like the hot pot fried,
我最喜欢的点心。
And so that is one of my favorite appetizers.
我肯定我讲过啊这个例子。
Maybe I've shared with you about this before.
我很喜欢讲。
So it's one of my favorite examples.
那么如果主来说你要爱我。
And as I would say, Lord, if you love me,
你就不能吃生煎包。
If the Lord says to me, if you truly love me, then you cannot have steamed bun.
你不要提将来有荣耀的盼望的啊。
Think about this, there's this glorious hope in the future.
到荣耀盼望时候够你吃的。
And then when that arrives, then you can eat all the buns you want.
是个荣耀盼望没错啊, 我头脑也知道啊。
Truly, yes, indeed, in my head, I know that that's true.
但我嘴馋我可能忍不住啊。But
yet, my mouth may be watering for it right now.
所以光头脑知道没有用。
So it's not enough just to know it in your head.
神是让他在灵里面是那么真实的知道是那么一回事。
So, but God allows him, Habakkuk, to also know this in his soul as well.
哈巴谷书讲盼望。
So Habakkuk talks about hope.
圣经有一句话，彼得书信里面说是活泼活的盼望。
And so in the letter that Peter wrote, he also mentioned this is a living hope.
你头脑中的盼望不解决你的问题。
So your hope in your head does not resolve your problem.
你头脑中的盼望打不过魔鬼。
Because the hope that's in your head cannot defeat Satan.
但是是灵里的,这个真实的,这个有底气了,那这个就能够打败。
But yet when there's a hope in spirit, then you have the ability to overcome.
感谢主啊,圣经里有那么一句话。
Praise the Lord that for there's this sentence in the Bible.
提摩太前书4章说,操练身体益处还少。
And in 1 Timothy chapter 4, 操练身体益处还少。 And the exercise of the physical body, the benefit is few.
唯独敬虔啊，要操练敬虔啊。
Except to practice reverence.
Yeah, 有来生的应许，对吧？
For there is a promise in the new life.
感谢主啊，里面还有今生的应许，有今生来生加起来的。
Praise the Lord that for not only that there's promise in the future, but also in eternal life, but also there's promise for this life as well.
啊，这是我们今天灵里让我们就是非常真实的这件事情。
And so that is what allows us in our spirit to be so real today.
这不是心理作用啊。
So this is not just a placebo effect.
听到有这么一个故事啊。
So I heard this story once.
有一个人他买了别人跟他说这个价钱很贵的这个酒啊，补酒喝了就好。
So there's this one person who bought this medicinal wine that people are saying is very good.
哇，里面还进了一条蛇。
And inside there's even a snake.
哦，然后他就喝。
And so he drank the wine.
喝了他就觉得这个不错。
And he felt great about it.
别人看他气色也不错。
And so to other people's eyes, hey, you look great as well.
怎么回事啊？
And so what's going on?
哎，我喝了这个酒啊，这个酒好啊。
And so he shared with the person, oh yeah, because I drank from this wine and it's great. This is a great wine. And look at that snake.
然后他都喝光了，快喝光了。
And then when he almost finished the entire bottle.
今天我酒喝光了，我把这个蛇拿出来煮了吃。
And then he said, okay, now I'm almost finished with the entire bottle of wine. I'll get the snake out and I'll also cook that and eat it too.
拿出来可都是塑料蛇。
But then after he took the snake out, it turns out it's actually made of plastic.
所以这是心里的安慰。
So that is that's just all in your head.
没有用的。
So it's useless.
心里的安慰还是在我们魂的里面。
So the comfort in your heart is all it's about your soul.
Yeah, 但神只是灵里面让他有底。
But yet God's comfort gives us a strength, a base in our spirit.
所以他说这个神的话，他说啊，并不什么，并不虚谎的，并快要到的，并不虚谎，这是实的。
And so that's why in the book it says that the word of God are real. It's not a lie.
如果今天你信主了,
And so today, if you become a believer,
一个异教的人再来吓你,
and then a cult member comes to try to
因为你灵里面有那个稳妥,
trying to scare you, you wouldn't be scared because you have that foundation.
哈巴谷知道这个不是假的, 这个是实的, 他有底气可以讲这些话,
and so Habakkuk knew all the words that he heard are real, and so he was able to speak.
他说像那母鹿的蹄, 没有快这个字,
and then it's like he said that it's like the hind's feet.
稳行在高处,
and to travel steadily in the high place.
在高处, 仇敌就对他没办法,
for when you're in the high place, the enemy can't do anything about it.
但这个高处不是随便上去的,
but yet it's not a place that you casually go up to.
什么叫母鹿的蹄?
What does it mean for a hind's feet?
跑得快嘛?
It means that it could run really quickly.
羚羊跑得更快.
And the antelope.
The antelope
could run even faster.
为什么不用羚羊呢?
So how come God didn't use antelope as an example?
母鹿有个特点, 母鹿的蹄有个特点.
And the reason why that is because the female deer has its feet has this special characteristic.
在前蹄和后蹄，这个母鹿的前蹄后蹄，它的功能很特别。
Because there are distinct differences in functionality between the front hooves and the rear hooves.
它特别适合又快又稳的来爬那些很陡峭的这些的路。
For specially designed to allow the deer to run really quickly, but very stable in a stable fashion when it's going up very steep hillsides.
所以哈巴谷他这个高处是从是母鹿的蹄是经过的难处战胜的难处上去的。
So Habakkuk, this high place that he arrives at is through running on hind's feet.
没有这些十字架，没有这些对付的经历，到高处摔下来也很快。
Because without this lesson from the cross, even if you can make it to the top, you will also fall down very just as quickly.
神要在哈巴谷里面做这魂的对付。
And so that's why God wants to deal with Habakkuk's soul.
除了这个方面,
so, and besides this,
当我读这卷书的时候,
and as I was reading this book,
我特别留意到, 一个国家,
I pay attention to this particular country.
是巴比伦,
Babylon.
那非常有意思,
it's very interesting.
我刚才讲到两个先知很有意思,
and so before I was mentioning this, there are these two prophets that are very interesting.
神特别要对付这两个先知,
and God wants to deal especially with these two
一个是约拿,
prophets. And one is Jonah,
一个哈巴谷,
the other one is Habakkuk.
一个主要是对付亚述这个问题, and, 尼尼微,
and then he, I'm sorry.
亚述, Assyria.
Assyria.
Yeah.
So now talk about dealing with Assyria.
哇，就对付一个很厉害的一个敌国啊！这个呢是对付巴比伦。
And so now we're talking about Babylon.
所以神的这个目的有一个很宽广的目的。
So God has this very vast purpose.
怎么对付巴比伦? 巴比伦到底怎么回事?
How to deal with Babylon and what's going on with Babylon?
圣经中告诉我们奥秘在大巴比伦这世界上一切的淫妇和可憎之事之母。
And so the Bible tells us that the mystery of the great Babylon is the mother of harlots.
那在属灵的这个领域，巴比伦的是可憎之物，当然偶像了。可以说，一切坏事的根源，这巴都集中在巴比伦。
So in the spiritual sense, Babylon could basically represent idols. In other words, all these things, all these challenges and difficulties come originate from Babylon.
不光是地上一个国家。
Not only is it a country on earth,
只有属灵上有这个巴比伦,
but there's also this spiritual Babylon.
那么，他我们圣经从创世纪到启示录，整个就是巴比伦和耶路撒冷、新耶路撒冷之前的较量。
And so from Genesis until Book of Revelation, it's all about the battle between Babylon and the New Jerusalem.
在圣经中，讲巴比伦，他如果用一个兽来表示是狮子。
And so in the Bible, the animal that used to represent the Babylon is lion.
那么狮子是百兽之王。
So the lion is the king of all beasts.
也就是其他的兽是由他支配的。
And in other words, he oversees, he rules over all the other animals.
你能够看到，譬如像圣经中的推罗，推罗这个里面有很多东西跟巴比伦很近。 推罗 tile
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 tile tile
tile
推罗推罗王
Oh, oh, sorry. I was thinking tires. Okay, yeah. So in the Bible, there was just King Tyre.
Yeah. 推罗王也影射撒旦，不，这个天使长的堕落。
And so he also foreshadows the fallen archangel.
以西结书二十八章跟启示录十八章里面就巴比伦大臣里面有很多相关的地方。
And so in Ezekiel, book of Ezekiel, talk about a lot of this about the Babylon, the city of Babylon.
有的时候你从以东，以东身上能看出跟巴比伦有差不多的地方。
And also in Edom, there's also very similarity to Babylon.
所以跟神敌对这个国的最终集中在巴比伦。
And so the nation that's against God is focused ultimately is represented by Babylon.
那么在巴巴古书，你看到巴比伦给你感觉就是很残暴、很凶猛。
And so in the book of Habakkuk, the image they paint of Babylon is it gives you this sense that they are just very vicious, very cruel.
其实是背后是撒旦的灵。
For behind it is actually the spirit of Satan.
他把这些列国就像抓鱼、抓爬物一样。
And so he clutches these other countries in his hand as one would catch a fish, hold a fish in.
刚才我们读过的，他用抓鱼的这些网，他就来敬拜他，他就来拜他，来烧香。
And so as we just talked about, when a king is under the grasp of Babylon, and that king would then turn and to worship that.
也就是说，他崇尚的是人的办法。
And so, in other words, that king would then worship worship
崇尚
esteem man's man's ways.
Yeah, 或者背后说属地的魔鬼的那套方法。
In other words, the earthly or Satan's ways.
他以自己的那个势力为神，圣经这么说。
And he views his own power as God, and that's what it says in the book.
这关乎属灵的治理的一条路。
And regarding the path of the spiritual spiritual path.
Yeah, 它关乎到做王的那一条的路。
And especially regarding how to becoming a king.
当然说加勒底人自高自大。
And it says that the
加勒底人自高自大。
The cap. I'm sorry.
加勒底人，巴比伦人。
Oh, okay. So the Babylonians are very, very self-centered and very boastful.
接下来，义人比阴性的深。义人阴性的深。
So the righteous is saved because of faith.
当然这句话在当初有当初的意义。
So of course this sentence has its own meaning, special meaning at that time.
但你背后你是看到巴比伦它背后是至高至大，要大要高。
And so, but behind that, you could see that Babylon is very, very prideful.
我要升到高天之上。
And they said that I will raise to the high heavens.
另外阴性的神，另外一面。
And on the other hand, it's also the fact of being saved by faith.
信就是表示人不行啊，承认人不行。
So by believing, by having that faith, you admit to the fact that man cannot do this.
我们仰望基督。
And so therefore, we fix our eyes on Jesus.
所以这背后是两条道路，两种智慧的较量。
And so you see there are these two vastly different paths and different beliefs.
后面讲到他要在高处搭窝。
And it also talks about how he will make his nest in the high place.
圣经中讲到以东的时候，耶利米书啊、俄巴底亚书都讲到高处星宿之间搭窝。
And then in the Bible, when we talk about Eden, Edom and other countries, it all references to building a nest in the high place.
那是用人的方法，用属地的方法，怎么来强盛，怎么来繁荣。
And so all these represent how man using his own method, using earthly methods to bring glory.
那么刚才我们讲到, 哈巴谷他怎么是到高处, 那是另外一条路。
And so we were just talking about how Habakkuk arrived at the high place, and that is another way.
一个是靠人的办法, 靠属地的智慧来升上去。
On one hand, you have people who are reaching the high place using man's ways.
一个是经过难处,经过对付,经过十字架上去。
And the other path is for a path of meeting challenges and difficulties and overcoming them and arriving at the high place.
那么,你说在政治上,在经济上,
and so that's so in politics, but also economically speaking.
那在用在世上的,从这个世界的角度,
and so from this earthly point of view,
他积蓄不义之财。
And that he gathers these ill-gotten gains.
如果你去看推罗王以西结28章,
if you look at Ezekiel chapter 28 and look at the king,
今天神为什么说贪财是万恶之根?
And why God says that the greed is the root of all evil?
跟天使长堕落有关。
It has all to do with the archangel
fall. 背后是巴比伦的灵。
For behind it is the spirit of Babylon.
然后他后面说, 即使列国, 哎呀, 列国这些劳乏, 最后都落空。
And even all these other countries, all their hard work, all are in vain.
巴比伦他抢别人, 最后也被抢。
Babylon stole from others, but in the end, others in turn stole from
them. 他杀人也被杀。
And they kill others, and in the end, they were killed by others.
把人掳过来了, 来建造他的东西, 有一天都会塌掉。
And they enslave others to build these structures for them, but one day all these structures will fall apart.
这叫虚空。
And all these are called vain.
圣经中说虚空的虚空。
It says, all is in vain.
什么叫虚空呢?
What are vanities?
虚空不是zero, 没有, nothing.
Vanity does not equal to zero and having nothing.
虚空就是白干一场, 叫做虚空。
Everything is in vain means that you have worked and toiled for so long, but yet in the end you have nothing.
竹篮打水.
It seems like you are trying to carry water with a basket.
白干一场.
And everything is all in vain.
告诉有个故事叫老人与海.
So let me just share a story with you. The story of the old man.
我没有认真看过.
I have never really read through it in detail.
大概的意思，哎呀，争吵了，最后要把他鱼，哎呦，终于把他的鱼抓到了。
So the theme of it is that the person, the main character, had toiled all this time, an effort, and finally he got the fish.
啊，那最后跑到岸边的时候，一看这个鱼在海里被别的鱼都已经吃光了，只剩骨头了。
And then finally, when he went to the seashore to find the fish he was looking for, to his torment all this time for, but yet he discovered that the fish was eaten by other fish, and all that's left is just a skeleton.
所以世界的政治、军事、经济啊，这些世界的东西。 最后都是落空。
So everything in this world, the politics, economics, all these things in the end will become nothing.
马上就反过来有一句认识耶和华荣耀的知识要充满遍地。
And on the other hand, very quickly, is that knowing Jehovah, knowing the Lord, that it will fill with the knowledge and the glory will fill the earth.
也像充满洋海那样。
And it will be like filling the great sea.
这里面最关键的就是荣耀的知识。
And the important part here is that the glorious knowledge.
这句话什么意思?
What does it mean?
以赛亚书十一章。
Isaiah chapter 11.
用到了这句话。
It uses.
几乎一样，当然荣耀两个字没出现。
Even though the word glory didn't appear.
在神的圣山的遍处。
And the holy mountain of God.
就没有这一切的伤害。
There's no pain. And that the lamb and the wolf can dwell together.
啊，这才是荣耀的知识。
And that is glorious knowledge.
靠地上的办法拿的东西灰飞烟灭很快。
So things that you have obtained on earth using earthly ways, they go away very quickly.
小时候看一个电影叫《巴顿将军》。
So in Wales, I saw this movie called the.
反正好像这整个电影最后大概快结束的时候，有一些很有哲理的话。And
so it's a movie about this general, and in the end, towards the end, there are very philosophical words.
取得了很大的成就。
that the general had accomplished greatly.
但是神说，荣他最后一句说，荣耀很快就会过去的。
But yet it says that in the movie it says that, but yet all this glory will pass away quickly.
不能存到永远的就不叫荣耀。
If it does not last till eternity, it's not glory.
神能搞定这世界所有的事情，这个荣耀。
God is able to deal with everything on this earth. That's His glory.
神说人要追求荣耀，不能朽坏的。
But yet God tells us that we shall seek glory that does not decay.
那不光如此。
And not only that.
他还有宗教上的。雕刻的偶像。
There's also these idols that's being made by hand.
宗教上的。
So therefore, there's also this matter dealing with religion.
那巴比伦它是世界上所有偶像它的源头。
And so Babylon could be viewed as the origins for all the false idols in this world.
它把很多宗教的东西、偶像的东西带给了别人。
And so he brought to other people all these things related to religion and also worshiping of idols.
以色列进迦南地为什么拜偶像呢？
So why did the Israelites worship idols when they enter into
敬拜神那些东西不够刺激啊。
And because they felt that worshiping God is not exciting enough.
另外就是我们一边我们仰望神啊。
And as for us, on one hand, we would be worshiping God.
但我们还觉得别的还可以帮我们一点忙。
Yeah, but at the same time, we felt that other things could also help us.
在迦南地有生育之神啊。
And in the land of Canaan, they have invented this god of fertility.
Yeah, 有丰收之神啊。
And there's this god of a harvest.
神以外还有别的东西可能帮上我们呢。
And so they felt that other than God, there may be other gods who could help us.
彭弟兄啊，有一次他讲了一个故事。
And so Brother Peng once shared this story.
我印象蛮深。
And this I remember very clearly.
很多时候人看来是拜偶像。
And so oftentimes it seems like we can see people worshiping false idols.
只要是把自己的这个好处啊，是投射在偶像上。
And in fact, when people are worshiping idols, they are projecting the good part of themselves onto the idol.
他说有一段时间，怎么台湾这个红木这么吃香呢？那么的供应量，那需求量那么大呢
？And so one point he was asking, there is a time in Taiwan market where the redwood. A cedar is been selling really well.
Oh, 他原来说这些他是他们很多呢用来去雕偶像。
And it turns out that many of this material is used to carve idols out of.
那雕偶像怎么雕完了也不需要那么多木头。
And you would think like, okay, so be it, but still, that's you don't need that much cedar.
但是雕偶像来说，雕偶像的跟偶像讲了，你要祝福我。
And so the way that it works is that after they carve the idol, the people would command the idols that you need to bless me.
明年如果我发财
next year if I do well in my I do very well in my business,
把这个偶像弄得更漂亮一点，把你旁边再怎么做，跟你修造一个什么东西。
They would promise the idol that they'll beautify their altar next year.
据说啊，如果不祝福我
，But yet if you they said that if you do not bless me,
给点警告。
And that they'll give him a little warning.
割鼻子。
And that they'll cut the idol's nose.
再不祝福我。
If you do not bless me, if you still don't bless me.
慢慢不祝福，最后怎么样？砍头了。
And that if you still don't do that, they'll cut the head off the idol.
扔掉了。
And then throw away the statue.
所以要找新的偶像了。
And then he'll go and look for a new idol.
所以说木材就有新的需求了。
And so that's why they need so many new cedar materials.
但神马上在这里就转到耶和华的圣殿，他的圣所。
But yet, here there's also God also turned to God's Jehovah.
全地的人在他面前肃静静默。
All the people on earth stand silently, reverently before him.
人应该准确的怎么来对待这独一的神
？How should man properly deal with this one and only God?
真正的敬拜也带来真正的安息。
Only true worship can also bring about true rest.
他这里讲全地的人嘛。
So here he talks about the people of all the entire earth.
全地的人怎么能够进圣所呢
？So how could everyone on this earth enter into the holy temple.
以色列人，你不是祭司，你都很麻烦。
So even for the Israelites, if you're not the priest, then you can't even enter.
但从我们今天信约，我们知道这里真正的敬拜主耶稣在地上支搭帐幕。
So for those of us who know the New Testament, we know that because our Lord Himself, our Lord Jesus Himself, has built the tabernacle here on earth.
我们今天是用灵和真，真理就是基督，在灵和基督的里面才是真正的敬拜。
For today we use our spirit and the truth, and that is our Lord Jesus Christ to worship.
你看神好像蛮大方的。
It seems like it seems God is very generous.
咦，这个加勒底人的巴比伦那么不好，为什么不早就铲除他？
It seems like in the land of Canaan, the Babylonians are so evil. Why doesn't God deal with them early?
圣经中有好多处让我们看到。
And so in the Bible, it allows us to see in many places.
好像在一个花园中，神要种那么一棵树，一个花。
It seems that in this garden, God wants to plant this flower.
啊，但是哎，好像有很多的杂草，神允许你生好了，你生好了没有问题。
There are all these other grass that.God allowed them to grow.
啊，那迦南地，你妻子先进去，你先进去。
And so, in the same way, in the land of Canaan, God allowed these other tribes to enter into the land first.
都是你来，你先来好了。
And the guys just say that you could come. You could come.
他这种下棋让先，有没有听说
？So it's like that he's playing a game of chess. He's allowing the opponent to move first.
神是高手
，because God is a master
让先
at chess.And so he allows.
仇敌，你的作为，你来。
So he allows the enemy to make his first move.
到了时候就铲除神，哎，可以把他收拾回来。
And then when the time comes, it's time to get rid of the enemy. God does His work and
主耶稣降临的荣光，口中的气要把一切仇敌全都消灭掉。
And so the glorious light as the Lord Jesus descends will destroy the enemy.
但圣经告诉我们，即使以色列人，他们说他们像火一样烧周围的仇敌，到那个时候。
And so even for Israelites, that the Bible says that when the time comes, it will be like a fire burning the people around.
神让先不是说神干不掉仇敌。
So God is allowing the enemy to make the first move. It's not because he can't destroy him.
神要训练人预备好了打败仇敌。
But rather, he wants to train man so that they could be ready to defeat
the enemy. 使得人预备着漫长的时间，最后从婴孩吃奶的手中建立了能力，叫仇敌，叫报仇的闭口无言。
And so the training process takes a long time to train man from while he's infant until he's able to destroy the enemy. But then through this process, he silenced the enemy. And the enemy has nothing to say.
神的国不光是在神的意思不光在国与国之间，人之间。
So God's will is not just does not exist just between countries and between man.
神对万有对一切所造都有他的旨意。
He has a will to everything.All creations.
在这个时候，哈巴谷在叹息。
And so now Habakkuk is sighing.
那时候，哎呀，这个橄榄树啊，这个无花果树、葡萄树，我的牛和羊，怎么都不争气。
And he said, these fig trees, these cattle, this lamb, how come they not produce? These fields, they're not producing.
但是按照圣经的意思，牛和羊有没有在叹息
？So according to the will of the Bible.Does the lamb and the cattle ever sigh?
所造的这些树有没有叹息
？The trees that are being that are being created, have they ever sigh?
圣经告诉我们，一切所造的都一同叹息劳苦。
The Bible tells us all creation sigh in unison.
神当初活物造了六类。
So God, when He created this world, He created six type of living things.
如果你读以弗所书讲是活物的时候
，and then if you read the book of Ephesians, it'll talk about four of these living things.
那是活物包括了其中的四类。
And so these four living things included four out of the six living things.
剩下的两类，一类是鱼，一类是爬物。
And so the remaining two, one are fish, the other one are those that crawl.
今天不光人跟神的关系不对了。
So today, not only is the relationship between man and God not right.
人跟人的关系不对了。
The relationship between man and man are also different.
人跟自然的关系不对了。
And also, there's an imbalance between man and the nature.
他们跟神之间的关系，他们自己彼此的关系都不对了。
So all these different relationships are not right.
那这里记住，这里的整个六类在哈巴谷全部都出现。
So all these six types of life are being mentioned in the book.
那里讲到凶暴的豺狼，讲到豹，讲到兽，那里讲到鹰啊，凶猛的鹰。
And talk about the vicious wolves and leopards and also the eagles.
神造的这一切已经堕落成凶暴的东西了。
And so all these things that God created have all fallen to become these vicious.
更糟糕说，巴比伦人他们就像这一些。
And it also says that Babylon is just like those animals.
人就像兽。
And man is like nothing but beasts.
然后其他列国呢？
And the other countries?
海里的鱼像那个不受管辖的爬物。
And the fish in the sea is like those animals that crawls that are uncontrolled.
那就跟世界的联合人不要服权柄，人要脱开神的管制。
And so and they unite with the people in this world, unite together and to be to rebel against the authority of God.
当然还有羊牛和人。
And there's also the lamb, the cattle, and man.
只要把这一切都恢复过来。
Is to return all this back to normal.
神借着一切受造之物都整的种子，整的教会长大成熟。
And so through all these things, God is waiting to mature.
说前一阵啊，就中国大陆有一个动物园啊，有一个野生动物园，一只老虎大概把别人的咬死人，也把人下巴咬掉。
And so a while ago, I heard this news coming out from mainland China that there's this zoo, there's this tiger in the zoo that mauled a person to death and also ate a person's lower jaw.
人怪这个老虎怎么这么凶猛?
And the people were saying, how could this tiger be so vicious?
你看老虎该怎么抱怨?
What do you think the tiger?
怪你们亚当! 怪你们的亚当!
So the tiger rebuked and said, blame Adam.
你们人不多了，我们老虎不是这样的。
If it wasn't for man's fallen nature, tiger were not like that before.
所以今天神先要在人中间恢复。
So today, man must first return to God first.
但先是在选民中恢复。
And that the
选民中,
and then to first to return to God among the chosen people.
审判从神的家起手,
for the judgment starts in the house of God.
审判加勒底人之前，先审判以色列人。
So before the judgment of the Babylonians, the Jews were Israelites were judged first.
美国刚刚大选,
so we just went through a great election today in the U.S.
我们常为地上的君王祷告,
and we oftentimes pray for the ruling authorities.
啊，这个世界变得越来越堕落。
And because the world has become more and more fallen.
我想我们应该先为教会祷告。阿门。
And but I think that we should first pray for our church.
先为神所拣选的人祷告。
First pray for the chosen people of God.
以色列人被神管教。
So the Israelites were disciplined by God.
加勒底人自高自大。
So the Babylonians, they were very boastful and prideful.
以色列人不自高自大吗?
But isn't the same, but aren't Israelites the same way?
他们不服神的意义，乃是要自己的意义。
They do not want to obey God's will, but they want to obey their own.
神说他们有知识，不是真知识。
The knowledge that they have gained are not true knowledge.
听说有一天认识耶和华那荣耀的知识，那才是真知识。
So one day they will know the glorious knowledge of God, and that is true knowledge.
啊，这些无花果树、橄榄树、葡萄树，这些都没有牛羊，都没有献祭，都没发现。
And all these fig trees, these grape trees, and they don't even have a way to make sacrifices.
但我们今天知道，关键是基督所表达的是基督。
So today we need to recognize that what Jesus represents is Jesus.
今天神要的是教会里的基督。
And so today, what God wanted is the church, Jesus in the church.
当教会被建造好了。
And so only when the church has been built and completed,
人被挽回了。
And when men are saved,
全地和万有都要被神恢复。
And everything, all creation on earth will then be revived.
在教会里神是靠得胜者。
So in the church, God relies on the overcomers.
别人可以到神的座位显示出来，他才能颂赞。
And so other people could, will only give praise when they see the glorious work of God.
得胜者是虽然我还是能颂赞的人。
But for the overcomers, there are so many challenges that they may be facing, but yet in those challenges, they could still give praise to God.
别人也祷告神，神啊，你为了我这个好处，为了我那个好处，为了这个方法，为了我的方法，你来成全。
And so other people would pray that, God, please bless me with this, bless me with that, or please give blessing to this method that I have thought of, or that.
得胜者是神啊。 复兴你的工作。
Yet the overcomers pray that, Lord, revive your work.
但这个得胜者不是头脑的得胜者。
But yet these overcomers are not just overcoming in their heads.
神需要很多人像哈巴谷那样。
God needs a lot of people like Habakkuk.
他经过痛苦的经历。
So he have went through this very painful experience.
他暴露他的不行。
And he exposed his inabilities.
被神纠正过来。
And God corrected him.
被神对付过来。
And God dealt with him.
经过那样的经历。
And through those experiences.
五路的体帮助他能够到那属灵的高地。
Using the hind's feet, he was able to help him to reach the spiritual high point.
哈巴谷说，神可以叫日月来停止。
Habakkuk said that God can allow, command the sun and the moon to stop.
但需要有约书亚的祷告。
But it required Joshua's prayers.
我想神在短短的哈巴谷书里面。
So I think in the very short book that is the book of Habakkuk.
好像让我们一瞥他的那个的心意。
It seemed to allow us to gaze into his heart.
也愿意我们成为能够跟上的人。
And also, he wants us to become people who can follow him.
好让他的做工有所出路。
So that his work can be complete.
主啊，我们向你献上感恩。
Lord, we offer our thanks to you.
主啊，你的心思何其深。
So how deep is your will?
你的作为何其的大。
And how vast are your works?
主啊，我们这些人都明白不了。
And we just cannot completely fathom your will.
但是我们实在知道，主啊，你先要在我们这些人身上来做工。
But yet we know that you will do your work on us.
我们向你承认我们何等的失败。
And we admit that we are such failures.
我们何等的跟不上。
We cannot follow up.
但是你当初得到了哈巴谷。
But yet you have obtained.
你也得到了约拿。
And you also obtained Jonah.
你今天仍然要得到少数站在你那边的人。
And today you will continue to receive those few in numbers, those who are overcomers.
认定基督是我们的一切。
And those who have recognized that Christ is our everything.
认定羔羊的路是那唯一的路。
And to recognize that the Lamb is the only way.
就求主你越过我们的愚昧和跟不上。
And so, Lord, please skip over our foolishness.
在我们身上来对付来破碎。
And to deal with us and break our bodies.
直到我们能够成为真的被你所用的器。
So that we can truly become a vessel that's used by you.
赦免我们的亏欠。
And please forgive us of our shortcomings.
用你的恩典和怜悯来扶持我们。
And may your grace and blessing to support us.
我们仰望那样的日子。
We look for towards those days.
认识耶和华荣耀的知识要充满遍地。
And to know Lord Jehovah, and that glorious knowledge shall fill the entire earth.
你的荣耀要完全彰显在你一切所造的中间。
And your glorious will be completely filling all everything.
愿你听我们的祷告。
You listen to our prayers.
不放过我们。
And do not let us go.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.